Reports by human rights organizations show that during the past years, Israeli forces used drones, internationally banned weapons, and other unknown substances during their attacks on the people of Gaza. Banned weapons such as DIME, which stand for Dense Inert Metal Explosives, were first used against Gaza by Israeli forces in the summer of 2006. DIME munitions result in a high proportion of amputations, particularly legs. Press TV spoke to a Gazan victim who now uses prosthetic limbs to walk.
I was just walking near my house in 2006 when all of a sudden I heard a very loud explosion. When I woke in the hospital, the doctors told me that my legs were melted by an Israeli rocket. A foreign doctor told me that I lost my legs because the Israelis were using a new type of weapon against the Gaza Strip.
A recent documentary film called The Lab by British Israeli director Yotam Feldman explores how Israeli weapons, military technology, and know-how became more valuable because they have been field-tested in its wars and combat against Gaza. During the last few years, Israeli security exports reached an unprecedented level of $7 billion a year, making Tel Aviv the fourth biggest military exporter in the world.
The attacks on Gaza in 2009, they have been described by Yoav Gallant, who was the commander of those attacks and that killed over 1,400 people during the Cas-Led. He has described them as a Gaza testing ground. You have a complete captive civilian population here. You have a vastly inferior military force. And of course, that is the perfect scenario for throwing all kinds of new weaponry at the Palestinian people without worrying too much about major repercussions.
Al-Mizan Center for Human Rights, who has been documenting Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip for many years, said Israel's use of experimental and non-conventional weapons in the Gaza Strip is a premeditated war crime.
In every aggression, Gaza was used as a testing ground for Israeli weapons. Tel Aviv uses the results of its attacks on Gaza to market its new weapons. Statistics show that Israeli arms sales improved following the wars on Gaza. Thousands of Palestinians were killed throughout the years during Israeli attacks, and thousands more continue to suffer because of their injuries.
People here say they are left at the mercy of Israeli practices as the international community watches in apathy.
According to experts, the whole Gaza population and its environment will suffer for many generations due to Israel's testing of weapons in this tiny coastal enclave. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.